King, I play Sang. We must start the sugya of Mali Yoshe. The Mishnah brought down that Yoshev is possible for a kolm. So the Gemara now wants to learn out where's the source, where's the mocha that the Yoshev is possible. Says the Gemara, Yoshev minola. How do we know the person sitting and doing avodah is possible? Or Marovim, Rav Nachman, or Marko, Lamed Lushores. Basically, I was boycotting him only Lamide. So again, the simple reading of the Gemara is mashma that the Torah HaKadosh only picked the Kohen if he's standing and not if he's sitting. And therefore, technically, if the Kohen is going to be standing, he's a Kohen, and if he's sitting, he's not a Kohen. The Kibbutz the Benishim wasn't boicher him when he's sitting. That's Pshutei Shel Mikra, that's the way it reads. If you look at Rashi, he says clearly, Kibbutz Shel Nivchu L'Yeshiva, Havalei Zorin. Now we're going to have big problems with this. Because when the Gemara goes later on, and the Gemara brings a price with a pasuk to learn out that Amid is makif. Like by Koshim, we have a rule. You need Shana Levakosu Lakif. Ukedoyim. So Lachar would come out that if you learn like Rashi, the way Rashi learns, there would be no question. Of course it's makif. You don't need Shana Levakosu. Because here the Torah is Megali, he's a Zol. End of story. Memela Azor is Machal Avoida. There's no question. So, that's going to be a problem right away. Unless we start saying that in Svara, we start saying that maybe the Zor himself is not Machal Avoida only with a Pasuk. But the Pasuk, the way Rashi reads, the vote is that Lamida Bechalta Veloy Yeshiva. So the Torah only picked the Kohen when he's standing. Melech looks Rashi when he's sitting, he's a Zor. If he's a Zor, he's Mechal al Avodah. Period. Now if you look in Rambam, the Rambam goes Kol Bosa Ripcha. The Rambam in Uchos B'yas Mikdash Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Zayin, he actually says that there's no Malkus here because it's only an Aseh. Same issue. The way Rashi is teaching us, L'chayre, he's a Zor. So let's go a bit weiter. We'll see how this fits. We're going to have a bunch of other kashas on Rashi. Even though the emes is, Pshutei Shel Mikra, the way the Gemara reads like Rashi. Tanu Rabbanan. Lamed L'shoreis Mitzvah. When it says, Lamed L'shoreis HaMitzvah, that means a mitzvah to stand. When it repeats in the pasuk, "Sheyus kolecha v'alvim," says over there, "Oimdim shana l'vlakev." So comes out the Torah with shana l'vlakev. That's makev avodah. So nochamol, from based on the brayse, you see you need another pasuk to say that yeshiva is makev avodah, which l'chayr again doesn't read like Rashi. Vayta. Omar le Rovel Rav Nachman Michdi. Yoshev kizor dome. Umechi el avoido. And he's machal el avoido. So heimo mazor b'mise. Av Yoshev b'mise. See, now we go back to Rashi's pshat. Now the Gemara reads like Rashi. The Hainu. Uchere, there should be a chiv mise here. Just like by Azor, there's a chiv mise to do avoido. So a kohen who doesn't avoid the yeshiva should be chayv misa. Alom otanya frek the gemara we learned in the braise. O avul oral einen yeshiv einen b'misa. O bazore. In braise steht klar That is no chiv misa. So l'chayra, if it's a zor, there should be a chiv misa. Now again, the Gemara l'chayra the chmuchach like Rasha, this part of the Gemara. So the beginning of the Gemara is mashma like Rasha, l'b'chaltiv. The Braise that says, how do you know l'akiv, there's another pasuk, where the Gemara brings a special pasuk to say, shana of kishu emdim, separate pasuk, is mashma not like Rasha. Now the Gemara is chodra din in mashma like Rasha, that it is midin, zo. The Gemara actually should be chayv misa. Zog the Gemara, lo matanya, avol oral oinen yeshiv enim b'misa. Ela ba'zore. Zog the Gemara, da'abi mechusse begodim, en shaloi rechutsi yadayim v'raglayim, shnei ksuv ma'boim ke'echot. The top of chavdala the meralis. V'chol shnei ksuv ma'boim ke'echot, ein malamdi. Ein malamdi. Now, why is this a stuk of shvelach? What does a malamdin have to do here? According to Rashi, you don't need a malamdin. According to Rashi, it's haynu hach. He is a zo. He's bechefza a zo. That is a very big problem. Very, very big problem. Zoktik malamanda amanda malamdin ma'ikal ameima. And if you also exu ma'boim ke'echod, you could be malamed. There should be misa by a yoshev. Zokti Gemara, there's a third pasuk. Ve'ikosh tu yehayin. And me'la havale shlishi. U'shloisha k'suma bo'im ke'echol du be'akoy le'im alamdi. You have three pasukim. And me'la e'im alamdi. So that's the sikum ha'gemara. Before we go right into chatzitza, let's try to finish off this sugya itself. Of what's going on here. So I'll tell you what I think the Mahalach we could say here. Miyashiv Shitas Rashi. Betzir of a couple of other problems. One of them is brought down by Rabban Leib. Rabban Leib Steinem in Zolei Gezun Zayin. The Baal Eilas HaShachar in his Chidushim in Zvochim. And the MS is that the Gemara brings down another pasuk on Dr. Zion, Lugabi da Loch of Obama. In other words, can a Yoshev do avoid the Bibomo or not? The Gemara goes back and forth. If a Yoshev could do avoid the by Obama, it's a big clear. Why would the Gemara need a Gilui that you could do avoida in a bomo, b'chayre, that's nichlal in the regular halacha of zor kosher b'bomo. Halacha is that a zor is allowed to do avoida in a bomo. That's the halacha. Halacha is that zor doesn't pass a bomo. And the Mele, if a Zor doesn't pass a Bome, so L'chore, if the whole din, the Rashi is telling us that a Yoshev has a din of a Zor, so by a Bome you shouldn't need a separate pasuk. Right? It should be poshut. That he doesn't pass a Veda. The fact that you see that the Gemara needs a separate pasuk by a Bome to be Machshir, Poshut to be machshir zor, machshir yoshev in bomo, idach haraye, l'choy that's not midin zor. That's another problem in the sugi. So, mitchil of atzoif, there's tilei tilei kashet. So therefore, I think that the pshat here in the sugi is very poshut. We're rogel, we use the terminology zor very freely. But the truth is that there are different levels of zor. Zor b'pshuta just means a stranger. The way you type in English. Zor means a stranger. Estranged. Okay? A balank mishdor. Person who doesn't belong is a zor. Now, when it comes to avoido, there's a shame zoros. But there are different levels of zoros. So I'll give you an example. Halacha is, if a coin was being oimed al gabi mizbeach, and doing avodah, and then he finds out that he's a chol. He finds out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutze. The halacha is he's not mechalal avodah. The halacha is the avodah that he did still remains kosher. The Gemara learns out of psukim, either out of the pasuk Baruch Hashem Cheloi, or the pasuk Baruch Hakoyin Hashigib Bayam Mohaim. We learn out that the avodah is kosher. If you look in Rambam, when the Rambam brings down that the avodah is kosher, the Rambam says that the gedder is he's not a zor meikroi. The Rambam says a bigger chiddush. The Rambam says if he went ahead and he ate trume, he doesn't pay a chomesh. Normally a zor that eats trume v'shegeg has to pay a keren v'chomesh. Besides paying back the principal to the kohen, he has to go and give back a chomesh. Tashlume kapor. The Rambam states that a kohen shenoida sheben grusha mechalutze, he doesn't have to pay chomesh. Zok the Rambam, because he's not a zor meikroi. State in Rambam, that's a different level zor. Even though Avada ben grusha mechalutze has a din of a zor, and if he would start from scratch, we would say he's a zor. Afal Pikain, his dog of Zorus is lower. It's a lower level. And therefore, it's poshut that he's not chay of a keren v'chomish. Now let's try to go back to our sugya. And I think everything becomes clear. When the Gemara says, I didn't pick him for anything else. When the Gemara says those words. So, Rashi says, Mamele is a zor. Period. Now, when Rashi says zor, he means he's a zor, because now the Torah didn't give him the heter to do avodah. Is he a zor meikroi avada not? Is he a person who becheft his roi for avodah avada yeh? And Mamele, who says that such a zor is mechalal avodah? And that's what the Braisa says, that we have a posuk. Besides for the pasuk of Lamed, we have a pasuk La'akev. Yet Zokta Rashi, what's the gather of the ikuv? What's the gather of the ikuv? The gather of the ikuv is that he's a zol. But he's not a zol like a Yisrael. He's a zol because La'amidah b'chaltev aloi v'yeshiva. And then the Torah was megale that the yeshiva is ma'akev avodah. Once there's an ikuv avoida, now chodra dina is a zor. So Rashi, when he touches up Rav Nachman in the beginning of the Gemara, he's touching up after the gilui that yeshiva is ma'akev. Now we could say it as a shame zor. With this, we can also explain why the Gemara then says l'choy yishibi chayiv nisa, because now that we have the second pasuk says it's ma'akev, comes out the Torah gave it a full din of zoros. Maybe it should be chayiv misa, like a zoro ivet. Zok the Gemara name, shteik suma boim kechot. Now, if this is the case, we gain something else also. We gain by boma. Now we can understand why by boma, the Gemara needed another pasuk to say that yoshev is kosher. Because the way we're learning, the din zor only came after the Torah passed him. The Torah passes avoided the yeshiva. The Mele has a din zor. So the din zor came afterwards. After the Torah passes avoided, came a din zor. So now, Ken Zayin by Boma, the Torah also passes it. It's not starting with the shame zor. It's ending with the shame zor. That's the Havana. The Mele, the whole sugi with Boma, that the Gemara needed a separate pasuk to be machshir. A Yoshev B'Boma is also a Mela understood. Okay, let's go right to the Sugya now in Chatzitza. Look to Helik Yigimora Vaita. The Mishnah said that if the Kohen does avoid him when he's standing on Kalim, that means he's not standing directly on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. or he's standing on Al Gabi Behemet, he's on top of an animal, or if he's Al Gabi Ragle Chaveroi, Posse. Zokta de Gemore, Minola. How do we know that there's such a psul? Now we have to understand, as we read through the Sugya, that there are two different Mahalchim, how to understand the Gemore Shaila Minola. When the Gemara says Minola, how do we know that there's a psul here? One way to learn is a din of chatzitze. Understanding that meaning that the Kohen has to touch the floor of the Azore. Kolzman is not touching the floor of the Azore, so he has a chatzitze between his foot and the floor. The other way to learn is that there's a different psul. The psul is that it's not derech sheiris pekach. It's not the normal way to do avoida. So let's go through the sugi and see, you know, which mahalach works. Because we'll see in the Rishonim, l'chayre both mahalachim. We'll see both mahalachim. Says the Gemara Minola. The Tosis later on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, if you look up the Tosis, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph Divrei HaMashal Min, Tosis asks a question. By Regal Chaveroi, what's the psul? Because again, many of the Achrayim ask, "V'chayim min b'minoi eini chaitzitz." So if the whole problem is chatzitze, so Al Gabi Ragli Chaveroi should be kosher. Should be kosher. If the whole psul is only chatzitze, should be kosher Al Gabi Ragli Chaveroi. And yet we see that Ragli Chaveroi dech posul yeharay aznit. So Tosfos over there in Daf Kuf Yud, Tosfos says, it's nothing to do with chatzitze. L'chayre, that's what Tosfos means. It's ein derech sheiris pekach. I have a Rashi in Mesechah Shabbos, that Rashi is mashma also like Tosfos. Rashi in Mesechah Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashal Kohen. Rashi says, we learn out of the Pasuk, Lamoid l'shogei is kekol echo v'akoyanim. Zogt Rashi, shetei amidot kishar echo. He should stand like everybody else. And that Rashi says also in Pesachim. In Perek Tomid Nishchat, Af Samachei, Rashi says the same thing. It's felt in Amide. Yeah. At the same time, if you go through the sugyas in Meseches Yumeh, we'll see in our sugya also. Tosfos in Sukkah Lamed Zayin also by Lulav, he stole through this our sugya. So Kivegel in Gilyan Hashas over there by Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud, Kivegel Taka asks from these sugyas that Hamashma that it's Midin Chatzitze. Mikdash David also mentions that idea. And however, if the Tosefta, if you look at the Tosefta in Menachos, in the first parak in Menachos, parak Aleph, Pratzko Abramsky has a whole stickle on that as well, he states klar l'chayra that the chsoron is it's not derech amida. So we find all of these in Yonim. We find on the one hand it's not a chsoron and derech shegos, like Tosfos on Kuf Yud and Rashi. We find on the other hand the sugyas in Yume, midin chatzitze, and then we have the Tosefta Menachos, weiter inyan pfun derech sheiros. Netziv mi valoshen in his pirush on the Sifri, he has a whole stickle on this as well. The Chazanish comes to be miyashiv, and he says that chatzitza makes it not derech sheiros. He tries to make a chont between the two. The Briskerov learns not like the Chazanish. Briskerov learns the whole idea of not derech sheiros is that has nothing to do with chatzitza. It's a separate thing. So we're going to have to put this mishkan together to understand what is it. Is it chatzitza? Is it derech sheiros? How do you mix the two svaras? So let's see the b'raisa from Rabbi Shmuel. and then we'll get some clarity here. Zok the Brice is the Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel. Hoyel v'ritzpo mekudeshes. Now, it's a shy we're hearing Gilson. Shita mekubetzes. If you look at Shita mekubetzes, there are two Gilses. Okay? Rashi and Tesis could be a chelik in these two Gilses. One Gilse is hoyel v'ritzpo mekadeshes. The ritzpo gives Kedusha. The other way to read it is Hoyel v'ritzpa mikudeshes. Mikudeshes means the ritzpa is holy. The ritzpa has kedusha. That's the gilsus Fasemis says as well. Rambam Pirush Mishnah is the chmashma the other way around. The chmashma from the there's also Meiri Mesech Shabbos after you test like that. So the Gemara says like this. Hoyel v'ritzpa mekadeshes, the klishores mekadoshim. And you have the klishores. Ma klishores loyede v'chaytes beinoy levein klishores. Af ritzpa loyede v'chaytes beinoy levein ritzpa. Utzricha, di yashman ekli mishum dolav mina de basohu. Avo behemet de mina de basohu. I would say it's not a chatzitza. Eim it's not a chatzitza. Di yashman dehem misham lav mina de odom. I would think it's not a chatzitza. So again, when you read the Gemara, it sounds like it's a chatzitza halach. The Gemara is saying a behem is better than kelim because it's basal, and a odom is better than behemah because it's a min odom. It sounds all like it's a din of chatzitza. Vaiter like the sugya yume. Tanya Reb Elezer Eimer. Ragu yechas oimeid ala kli. The ragoy echas I made ala ritzpo. Ragoy echas alo heaven. The ragoy echas ala ritzpo. What's aloch one on one? Goy. Koshi not over, tin not over, yocholam elahu ragala chori avoid. Kosha. Meaning it's solely if you could stand on your foot that's touching the azor. But you're a vami, the dal below heaven, vomit on my mouth. If you're not going to touch the way Tiboruch Vad Eichaitz and Tachatzitz, it's not going to go back. Ki Tiboruch Vad Eichaitz and Tachatzitz, it's not going to go back. Ki Tiboruch Vad Eichaitz and Tachatzitz, it's like it's attached. I do my hashtami or tulishi. But my say, it's tolish. The Rambam has a particular different gills. If you look up the Rambam in B.F. Amigdash Perer K, it learns differently. What happens if it was Necro Heaven Munkami Mao? If a stone of the Azor got uprooted and the coin stood on the dirt over there. Yeah. So Rav Shach in Avi Ezri schwitzes on this Gemara. Ki Kodesh David Ritzpal Yaina Kodesh Eidumo La Aratohime Kodesh. When David gave Kedusha, they give Kedusha all the way to the bottom. Rav Shach asks, who's David HaMelech? Shlomo was the one who gave Kedusha's Habayis. Who come to Rhein David HaMelech? The whole Azorah. When they changed the floor. Loilam Shiva HaTzom HaKadosh. Der Sheir Zbekach and Der Sheir Zbekach. Take. Okay. So now we'll mind making this a little more to understand. The emes is that there are two kinds of chatzitza. We know there's a chatzitza, the standard chatzitza that we speak about in Kol HaTerekuah, is where you need two things to touch, and if you have something in the middle, that's a chatzitza. That's a standard chatzitza of Kol HaTerekuah. Person goes into a mikveh, Sadin for Rochas is Besori Bamaim, Shaloye Dova Choitzit Beinoi Lubein Amaim. That's a halach of Chatzitze. That's a Chatzitze from Kol HaTerekuah, the normal Chatzitze. But then there's another kind of Chatzitze. The other kind of Chatzitze that we find in halacha is like by Big Day Kuhne. By Big Day Kuhne, we discussed that if the Kohen is wearing its silk full cotton, Even Shaloi B'mokam B'god, and we had some Rishonim held it's a problem of Chatzitz. When we learned the Sugya on Yutes, we asked the Kasha, what Shaykh Chatzitz is Shaloi B'mokam B'god? It's not the Chlal in the place of the B'god. And the Teretz is, there's such a thing called a Chatzitz in Din. Chatzitz in Din means that something is blocking in Halacha, not in Mitzvahs, in Halacha, which means, in order for the Big Day Kuna to be Mishyachas to the Kohen, he has to be wearing the prescribed amount of Begodim. The Begodim have to fit him, Midei Bad. He can't have an obstruction. On top of that, if he's wearing the wrong number of Begodim, he's not wearing the right amount of Begodim, the Begodim are not Miyuchas to him. And once the begodim are not miyuchas to him, you have the same problem of chatzitze. So even though it's not a physical obstruction between the beged and the kohen, it's a halachadika obstruction, which is just as much of a problem. That's how we typed up the whole sugi there with two full cotton, that it could act as a chatzitze even shaloi b'mokam begodim. That's the concept. The concept is that tzilful cotton makes that now the begodim are not miyuchas to the kohen. Now it's kiivu, there's an obstruction. There's a halach obstruction from the beged to be miyuchas to the loivish. On the other way around, you could have a meal chain in makbid. You could have a chatzitza on your body. Like let's say you have a bandage. You have a bandage on your body. So if the bandage is meant to stay on the body, there are times where the bandage is not a chatzitza. Becomes bottled to the goof. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Sukkah, Miu Cheni Makpid in Echotzitz. Something that's on your body and you're not makpid, it should stay on your body. There are times where such a thing is not a chatzitza. Even though it's a physical obstruction, it's not a halachadik obstruction. So I believe that the Pshat in Asugi is very poshut. The Yesod HaDvarim is that all of these obstructions act as a hefsek. They act as a hefsek between the Kohen HaAved and his Amid in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a physical obstruction only. It's a halachadik obstruction. And if it's not Derech Shevis Pekach, that alone makes it a chatzitz. That alone makes it a chatzitz. And that would fit with the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says it's both, because it really is both. The lav derech shevis pekach alone is not a psul. For us, it's fine if the claim would do something else that's lav derech shevis. It's not market. So here we have a pasuk. He has to be aimed on the chitzpas azore. In as much that it's not derech shevis felt, now in halacha, he's not miyuchas to the chitzpas azore. And that memei will be miyashiv the whole sugya and all the sugyas together with the Tosefta and the sugya in Yume, because it's eilu veilu divrei l'kimchai. Now, more importantly, let's get to Rav Shach's kasha. Rav Shach is asking a bomb kasha that l'chayre the whole din of kedushas hamikdash, Shlomo HaMelech was the one that was mekadosh the binyan, not David HaMelech. So how could the Gemara have a shaila by us? Ki Kaddish David, that's the way the Gemara goes. Ki Kaddish David Ritzpe. Was David only Mekadish to Ritzpe El Yene, or is Mekadish out to him? What's going on? Shlomo HaMelech was the one. So you should know the Radvaz himself, in Rambam, in Perek Vov, the Radvaz asked this for Kasha. Perek Vov, in Be'ez HaMikdash, in Halacha Yudalit, he asked this Kasha. Because you understand, Shlomo HaMelech wasn't even, David HaMelech was not even the one who built the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Shach has a big arichas in Avi Ezri. So there happens to be a Mikdash David. Rav David Rappaport Zechet Tzadik Livroche. In the Sefer Mikdash David, Simin Aleph, Siv Kotten Bey, the beginning of the Sefer, he says this kasha is bothering him so much. Machmas this kasha. He says that David HaMelech listened to Achidish from Mikdash David.
Zogs of David Rappaport, that David made Kloim. David HaMelech put up some kind of structure, not the Beis HaMikdash, just like they had in the Mishkan, Kloim, and he was Mekadesh. Hazei Zogta. It's a huge Chiddush. It's a huge Chiddush because Tam is a huge Chiddush. Even if we have no kashas on it, it's a huge Chiddush. But there are kashas as well, which I think he himself is Misoira. Because if you learn like him, then why was there a Heter Abomas? Already from when David HaMelech was Mekadosh the Migdosh, there should have already been an Isra Abomas. You shouldn't have been allowed to do Aveda by Abomas already from his time, from David HaMelech's time, because once the Beis HaMikdash got Kedusha, there's an Isra to bring Korbanos on Abomas. And we know that there was no Isra Abomas Pishas David HaMelech. Not only that, Shloime himself, before the Mikdash was put up, was Makriv, 1,000 Oilus and given. And given would have been also to be Makriv if there was already Kedusha Zazor. That's not just Pliya. Bechlal, the whole Sugi by us is Shtiko Pliya. What does it mean to Makadosh the top floor? That means when they change the floor, by the Bayi Sheni, they zikha change the floor. There's no Kedusha anymore. Al Korach, you have to say it very simple. It's a simple Yisoid. And that is, that really we find even in Eretz Yisrael, the Tashbetz, in his Shuvah, Chela Gimel, Tashbetz talks about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And he says an unbelievable thing. He says that although we find that the Eber HaYaldin had Kedusha, right? The Eber HaYaldin had Kedusha. Kedusha's mitzvahs was noyeg on Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, the territory of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, that had Kedusha. But he says like this. He says, we don't find that anybody went to be buried in Eber HaYaldin. We don't find that the Nevi'im were misnaber. They had Nevu in the Eber HaYaldin. There's even a Shaila in the Yerushalmi Lagabi Bikurim. So obviously Eber HaYaldin was different than Eretz Yisrael. What was the difference? Dr. Tashbetz HaGevaldige Yesoid. He says there's something called Kedushas Mitzvahs. And there's such a thing called Kedusha Shchine. Zokter, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Shchine, besides the Kedusha. And that's only Eretz Yisrael with the Gvulus of Eretz Yisrael. This that the Eva HaYaldin had Kedusha's mitzvahs. And according to one man, the Omar, Surya, and other territory, if you'll Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush, could also have Kedusha's mitzvahs. But the Kedusha Shchina is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Nevi'im, only Misaba in Eretz Yisrael. Kvura, to be buried, only those to be mocked, but the burial should be only in Eretz Yisrael. That's an under revolt. Comes out that there are different layers of Kedusha. So I want to tell you, Rabbi Isai, the same thing applies to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash had two Kedushas. It had Kedusha Shchina, underlying, and then it had the Kedusha's Binyan. The Chitzoni is the Kedusha. The Kedusha's Binyan, Shloim HaMelech did. Kedusha Shchina, that was David HaMelech. And this is Miyashiv, I can't tell you how many kashas. The actual Novi, if you look at the Novi himself, David HaMelech makes a request to build the Beis HaMikdash. He tells Nosson HaNovi, Hine Anoichi Yoishei Beveis HaRozim, V'Aroim Bris HaShem B'Zoich HaYiriyeh. So David HaMelech makes a request, he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Novi tells him, Kol HaShem B'Vov Cholei HaSeik Yashem Yimcha. Go do. And Torke de Dibo is often the Novi, Nate, you're not going to do it, your son's going to do it. What happened? The Novi changed his mind. What's Pshat in the first Nevoah? Kol asher buvov cholei chasei. The Pshat is as the Kedusha Shechine of the Migdosh, that was how you did David HaMelech. And that's our Gemara, ki kol kodish David. That was the Kedusha that David HaMelech gave to the Beis HaMikdash. Ki kol kodish David. And this is also Miyashim, the Sugi and Shabbos, and Peri Bama Madlik and Davlamit. Very difficult Gemara over there, the famous Gemara. That when they came to do the Chinuch HaMikdash, and Shlomo HaMelech came to bring in the Oren HaKedosh into Beis HaMikdash, Tov Kushari Azor Azeh Bezeh, says the Gemara, that the Azor doors wouldn't open up. Shlomo HaMelech had to say a special pasuk. First he davened, the Bashem didn't open up the doors of the Azor. Till he said, Babu David Avdecho Al Toshet Pnei Mishichecho. As soon as he said his father's name, the Azor opened up. What's the pshat in them? Ufi dvoreinu dach kafto v'ferach. The Rebbe Nishim wanted to show at that time when they were mechanach for Beis HaMikdash, don't make a mistake to think that this is only the Beis shall Shloimai. No. The Kedusha Shechina of this Mokim is from David HaMelech. That's why Dov Kushari Azor Azeh Bezeh. And that's why we call it Sukkot David on the Forus. During Sukkot, when we have for the Beis HaMikdash, we call it Sukkot David. Sukkot David on the Forus. So that really would be Miyash of our Sukkot. And the name of the Gemara Shaim is when David gave the Kedusha Shechina to the Azoreh, did he say it should be poil only on the top of the Ritzpah? Or even all the way out of the home? That's the Pshat. Okay. We'll stop here, Rabbi Yisrael Gutenmoyed. In Mir Hashem, we plan to learn also on Eshana Rabbi by night. We'll send an email out, but I believe in Mir Hashem we'll learn 9 o'clock on Eshana Rabbi. We'd like to get up to Chofei, to the Mishnah Day of Nishpach. Kol Tuv and Gutenmoyed.